Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Stan Fogelberg bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. By the way, that's that song's from the Innocent Age album. The late, great Dan Fogelberg. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's my big website, folks. That's got everything on it. So much, all the stuff that we've created over the last almost 19 years. That website was created in 97, and we've updated a lot, of course, over the years. We've added so much new content to it, thousands of podcasts every year. Thousands of articles and interviews and hundreds of Brain Trust members. They're all there. You can find every one of their suites are there. If you want to isolate them, just focus on one Brain Trust member. All the things that they've done with us, and follow them, you know, to their own websites. So check all that out. It's a very handy website. I think you'll like it. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And of course, that's smallbusinessadvocate.com. And then, of course, the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is where you can find out more about the book. In fact, you can learn a lot about it on the main website or that website. And, you know, if you don't even want to buy the book, you can. We give a lot of stuff away around here. I want to talk about, it's just you and me, by the way. I want to talk about, I want to report on a survey, on an online poll that we did recently. As you know, every week we ask you to respond to a poll that we put up online. It comes out first in my newsletter, and then it's up on the website. And so I encourage you to start responding to that if you haven't already. I think you'll find it interesting. And so recently I asked the question, how has Obamacare impacted you and your business? That was the poll question. And it was, as you know, folks, I started warning you about the dangers of Obamacare beginning in 2009. He didn't even sign it until 2010. But I was learning enough about it in 2009 that I knew it was going to be a disaster. I just did. I mean, I had other experts on the show. Well, Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute, Galen.org, she was here on the show with me for a long time. It still is, but back before and during the launch of Obamacare, we were warning you that this was going to be a nightmare, that it was not, we could tell by the way they were putting it together, it was not going to be reform. It was going to be it couldn't work. They weren't structuring it where it could even work. It made no sense. 2 and 2 doesn't equal 3, my friends. It just doesn't. Anyone looking at the law from the beginning with a critical eye, even if you didn't like what was going on, you could look at it and say, well, I don't like it, but it's going to work. But we couldn't say that about this. You could tell it wasn't serious health reform. And every year that went by, many elements of the law were so defective that they were either delayed or completely eliminated. Remember the 1099 part of it that fell apart? And then they kept delaying it because they weren't ready for it. Then it's on and on, folks. It's a nightmare. This thing is a rollout nightmare, and it's cost so much, and we're still getting bad news about it. So when what was left of the law went into effect, it became clear Obamacare was a disaster. It was not going to be good for small businesses. Recently, as you've seen, folks, major insurers are discontinuing participation in the state Obamacare exchanges, largely because of what's called the death spiral. You know what the death spiral is, don't you? The law was constructed on the calculus that lots of healthy people needed to participate in order to help cover the sick folks. That's how insurance works, right? 1 million people buy house insurance and put it in so that the insurance company can afford to pay the people back, the 10 people whose house burned down, pay them back their money. That's how insurance works. It requires a pool of people who don't have losses to pay for the people who have losses. It's very simple. 1 + 1 = 2. 2 + 2 = 4. That's how it works. This program we knew wouldn't work because it didn't add up. But now we know that not enough young people and healthy people are paying into Obamacare to make it financially viable for healthcare insurers to participate. That's the death spiral. that I and others warned you about. And it's happening right now. This is the reality of these healthcare companies. The ones that are leaving state after state after state, they're walking away. But don't take my word for it. Look at our polls this week. If you wonder how Obamacare is doing for small business, we asked that question. How is it impacting you and your small business? Zero, not one of you said Obamacare has been good for you. Not one said Obamacare has been good for you. Two-thirds of you said it was negative. It cost have gone up, and coverage has gone down. Two-thirds. One-third of you said it hasn't impacted us one way or the other, and 3% said you don't know if it has. So two-thirds, think about that, folks, two-thirds of our poll respondents said it was impacting them negatively. Now, I suspect that one-third, well, I don't know. Maybe they just don't have insurance. I think a lot of small business owners have no insurance of any kind. And so it wouldn't impact them if they haven't been paying any premiums. On a personal note, though, Obamacare has resulted in the doubling of health care insurance premiums for me and my family and my small business. Doubled. And with higher deductible and fewer options. My costs have doubled and my coverage has gone down. It's become twice as expensive and I'm getting less for it. And so many people are reporting that same thing. Folks, Obamacare was never about reform. It was always about control. It's one of the big factors, and I believe it's one of the big factors, that's holding back the U.S. economy and has been now for 7 years. Obamacare will go down as one of the biggest spin, crash, and burn mistakes that we've ever had in government. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.